Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We're on the air. This is our favorite show for eternity, and it's the Global Vision for Living Today. Oh, my God, is Satan busy. So many people claim they're having all manner of problems, issues that they've never seen before, never even heard of. But this segment is going to show how to get through all of that when you need to get a prayer through to God to say, help me, come rescue me, God. Come stand by my side, God. I'm here. Here I am. Hey, this show today is needed. How can we do anything without getting a prayer through to God? How can we put on that armor without first praying to God to help us have the strength and the ability to put it on? Oh, my God, how to get a prayer through to God. If it was ever needed, it's needed right now. God bless you for tuning in. We have with us today for our 200, I think it's 205 episodes, Dr. Colonel William Harrison. He's our co-host, and you know we go back and forth on not only doctrine, but on how to really get an understanding about what we are talking about to the masses. Colonel Harrison, how are you today?
I'm fine, Dr. Capitina. Good morning to you and the listening audience. Thank you for asking, and all is well.
Thank you very much. We're about half hour late because of a power outage here where we're broadcasting from. And, oh, goodness, you know, I was just praying that we could get on this show today because all of us are told to pray. Those that want to see anything worth living for in their life, all of us are told to go to the living God and offer up our petition. When you go to court for some kind of activity that you have transgressed the law, then, of course, you have to go in and there has to be a petition. You have to sign a petition. You've got to present that petition to God. You just can't tick to the courtroom, to the judge, to those that are in it. You just can walk in and say, I want this, I want that. You've got to file a petition with the court, and you got to tell them all about it. They're not going to hear you or see you if they don't know why you're standing there. What is it you want? Why do you want it? What are you going to do to get it and keep it? So God is nothing less. We're walking around eating and doing whatever else our body says, okay, it's time to do this, it's time to do that. God is higher than that. A prayer is a petition. Back in the days of the English colonists, a prayer, that's really what it was. I'm stepping outside the Bible right now. They would say, come on, what is your prayer? Your prayer was a petition. I need this. I want that. I got to have this. I don't want nobody to take that away. That's what that was. Come on. Hey, you Bible students, how you going to get a prayer to God and you don't know nothing about him? Colonel Harrison, how do you feel about that? What should we tell our audience today? A petition, a prayer. What can you give us as far as advice is to what a prayer really is?
Yes, a prayer is a petition, and a petition is an application or a talk that we want to have with God. We talk about prayer on the simplest term as having a talk with God, but we're petitioning God. We're reaching out to God. We're speaking to him verbally, and we're just calling out to him orally, whatever way that we need to reach out to try to get God's attention so he can hear what we have to say to him about whatever our condition is, whatever our situation is, whatever our mindset may be. God hears the prayers of the righteous person. The Bible says effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person causes much to happen. Yes, God hears the prayers of us who are righteous.
Yes, he does. And you know what? I'm thinking a little bit out the box again because We have people that are working right now on jobs. They've got to ask to go to the bathroom. They got to ask, is it all right to go on my break? They got to ask, can I leave early? They got to ask, do I have to come in the next day? I mean, I could put a spin on this all day long. What they're really doing is petitioning their boss for the permission to do whatever they feel they need to do. But we, when we take our petitions to God, our solemn requests, it means that we can't do it on our own. And there's a lot of people that keeps pushing the envelope. You will not do it on your own. Jeremiah 10:23. Hey, all y'all out there. Jeremiah 10:23 says, it does not even belong to man who is walking on 2 feet to direct his own steps. This was uttered 4,000 years ago, but some of us are still trying to do that. Of course, we already know innately it's not going to work, but I'm going to just see. You know, I'm going to try one more day. You know what? I'm going to see who I can call. It is not about that. Any solemn request that we need, that we know is going to be pure and unadulterated. And like one of my Bible students, I got six people having a Bible study. I said, ain't y'all getting enough of church? No. I mean, we have started. A prayer line is one thing, but how can I get on a prayer line and I really don't know how to get a prayer through to God? I'm just talking. No, you are not talking to God, the solemn being, creator of the universe, also earth. No, you are not doing that. You are crawling on two hands, two knees, and two legs. God, help me. I can't do it. I need it, but I can't get it. I heard about it, but I don't really understand it. Prayer is a solemn request to the higher being. That's all it is. We can run around and try. We can run around and beg to try. We can run around and say, I thought, I think, hey, to God is a solemn request. Is there anybody on this line that has found out you can't do it? You found out you don't know enough. You have found out that it's me, oh God, standing in the need of prayer. Stop looking around at somebody else. Stop looking around to hear somebody say, oh, it's okay to do that. Nothing is never okay. My daddy said before he get out of bed, I'm praying. I call him on the phone, I'm praying. And I used to say, well, if you didn't ask God one time for it, why you keep doing it? It's because, and he said it, it is because we are admonished. What is that, Colonel Harrison? To pray incessantly. Colonel Harrison, what does it mean to pray incessantly? Come on, Colonel. What's the problem?
Yeah, to pray incessantly. There are many different aspects of prayer. One is a congregational prayer. Another is individual prayer. Another is devotional prayer. And separately simply means that you're praying on behalf of yourself more so than others. In most group settings, it's congregational prayer that is rendered. But the probably most effective prayer is when we can go to God solemnly, meaning sincerely, individually, with prayer on our own. But we also should sometimes pray on behalf of others as well, whether they be family members, loved ones, or whomsoever.
Okay, now I'm going to back up on that, and you got a few hands here. The Bible says in Isaiah, though they make many prayers, I am not hearing them. We really need to expound on that, because that is part of what we're talking about this morning, though they make many prayers. So there's some prayers God just says not going to hear. He done already said that. So if I pray for me and I ain't right, okay. If I pray for my granddaughter, she ain't right. I mean, come on, we can't sucker punch God. We can't make God into a sissy. Whatever God's word says, that's what it is. I have never heard anybody say, I'm going to pray for Satan. Satan did God wrong. and he got kicked out of heaven. Oh, I'm going to pray for Satan. Come on now, we got to keep it real. If mama is standing here and she don't like what I'm saying, I got to keep it real. I got to say, mama, you know what? I'll see you on the other side. Mama, you know what? I'm looking at you, you flesh and blood. Oh, you're so beautiful, Mama. Mama, I'll catch you on the other side if you're lucky. He said, I am the one and only true God. Put nothing ahead of me. Is that what he said? Colonel, is that what God said? Is that
yes,
what
God
the
is
whole
only one...
God said?
Yes,
God
is only one.
In front of him.
Yes, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, a true and living God. He said, I am God, and beside me there is none else. So anyone who tried to put themselves above the creator God, Jehovah God, the high being, spiritual, true and living God, is wasting their time, because we can never as human beings elevate ourselves among he, the creator. He is the creator, and we are that whom he has created. So we are to reverence God being the creator of heaven and earth and everything that dwells in, the animals, the birds, the bees, everything. So for one to think that they are higher than God would really be a foolish thought. And I would think what comes to mind, they borderline on being a fool. And the Bible says a fool in his heart say there is no God.
Yeah, they say it's no God. And they say it's no God by even the way they pray, how they pray. But let's keep on this, how to get a prayer through to God. Number one, you first got to believe that God is. Number two, you at first have got to make up your mind that once you go to God begging with your request, you're going to do what he says. I mean, does that make sense? If my kids come to me and say, Mama, I want candy, and I say, well, I thought I'd tell you to clean the room up. Should I give them a piece of candy if they did what I said? I mean, God is a great father. He named himself Father. He is the great father of all living human beings. So if I want to please my father, let's bring it down to that scale. If I want to please my father, I got to do what he say. If I want to go outside after dark, Daddy, can I go? I got to please my father. Is it time to eat right now? I got to go to Daddy and say, hey, come on, this is the same thing. We are supposed to put ourselves in the family of God. You obey the father, see what's going to happen. The father then said, don't knock on this door. I remember Calvin, my brother, knocked on the door after 9 o'clock, and he had to sleep on a mat in the backyard. I remember my son. I was living in a multimillion-dollar mansion at that time, and two-story white carpet all the way through. Oh, my God. I had a library that wouldn't quit. My son, I told them, don't come in after 10. He going to study in after 10. And we were Jehovah's Witnesses at that time. He had to sleep in the garage on top of the washing dryer. And the maid came in and hit him over the head with something, and they got into, hey, how to get a prayer through to God? You got to obey that God. You first got to know about that God. Which God are you praying to? Which God do you want to answer that? Because, hey, somebody told me Satan snatches prayer. I don't know, Colonel Harrison, if you heard it. He said, if your heart ain't right, that's the one that got it, and no change. Have you ever heard of a person praying for something, and they come back and say, oh, you know, I didn't pray, but I ain't got nothing. I didn't pray. Oh, this is so funny. I done prayed, but I don't think God heard me. Oh, yes, he did. But he has a sovereign decision to accept your prayer or to put you away. What are some of the reasons why a person would go to God in prayer? Come on, Colonel, let's kind of break this thing down. Number one, I done made a mistake. You sure better go to him to have him clean it up, because man don't care. Man, Satan wants you to do that because you give him something to chew on when you make a mistake. What are some of the other reasons we need to go to God to try to get a prayer through? I don't have my rent money. My life is ready to be cut off. The IRS say I owe $230,000. I mean, I could go on and on and on. How do we get a prayer through to God? Number one, don't worry about and do not worry God in trivialities. Things you already know he done told you. Are you thinking that God is crazy or insane? How are you going to get a prayer through and you still waiting on an answer to your other prayer? Oh, God, make me brand new. Oh, holy God in heaven, put your hand on me. I want to do right. I want to be right. These are some of the reasons why we pray in the first place. But to know that that's, Colonel, to know that that God is really there and he's listening. Because some people pick up the Bible, they look at it, read it. I see it all the time. And there ain't so much studying about that God. Oh, yeah, I'm doing it. What kind of person is that, Colonel Harrison?
Well, I just wanted to back up on you and say a person prays because they made a mistake, and add on to that, a person prays when they have need. The need might be sickness. It may be for resources, maybe for payment of rent, mortgage, whatever, maybe money for food, seniors, for prescription, whatever. And one thing that's unique about the Bible, it says before we pray to God, he knows what our need is before we even part our lips and utter a prayer unto him. So that means he knows our hearts, he knows our minds. And God is not going to give me nor anyone else an answer, well, in terms of answering a prayer, a prayer that I would put forth to God for something that God knows that will destroy me. God will not answer that. He only answers the prayers of the righteous. We said that. He's not going to answer any prayers of anything we ask for that will destroy us
separate us from him.
So I wanted to put those things on the table as well, Doctor.
Yeah, and our subtitle here is Why No Answer to Prayer. I got 1,000 things to pray about. And one thing that really bothers me, I have a granddaughter running around out there, and she gets mad at me, but I said, you a dead woman walking. The dead don't need this. The dead don't need that. The dead this and that. She has gotten really across to what we're saying, and she called and she says, Grandma, I'm going to prayer with you. I mean, I'm going to church with you. And really, when you go to church, hey, that wasn't a slip of the tongue. When you walk into a church, you are walking into a prayer. The church is a prayer. The fact that you walking in there and you sitting in there, you giving your money there, the church is a prayer. When you walk in there, because it's a place, the Son of God saying, my house shall be a house of prayer, you are walking into a position of humbleness, you should, knowing that you sitting there, some kind of way, something you beg God for is going to come to pass. I don't know how to do this. God help me. I don't know how to do that. God help me. I fear flying. God help me. But anytime we pray to God of the universe, our prayer should be to get better and to help others get better. What else would you be hanging around the clouds for? Why would you even pretend? Oh, my God. Oh, Jehovah, please. How could it be anything else? Why am I here? I want to be better. I want to have my family be better. You know I need to be strong here and all that. You know what? We can go and try to go to church tomorrow because y'all are hearing it today. Why would you do that? We're not that engulfed in insanity to not know why we there in the first place. Because you have made it there. Your presence there is a prayer to God. I know he's going to answer that. I'm sitting up in church, oh, Lord, you know. My granddaughter filled with demons, oh, God. You know what? Now, I know he going to hear that. I know he going to answer that. How can I not go to that? Oh, I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who it is. How could I not want to go? And I know I can't even answer my own prayer. I may wake up with lockjaw. I woke up all the power out. They putting something in and doing something and setting up this. I didn't know that the pool was connected to this, and that was connected to that, and that was connected to that. Hey, you don't know what's going to happen to you. How to get a prayer through to God, I tell you what, you sure better find out. You better run to find out where you can sit. You get into a church or a place of religion, and you sitting up there. You suppose that's you praying. You sitting up in the house of God, whose son said, oh no, my house is a house of prayer. Oh, yeah, you going to get to, oh, Lord, I don't know who this is for today, but somebody better listen. If you've been lying all week,
running con jobs all week long. This is now an opportunity. Stand for God. If you don't stand for God, you'll fall for Satan. Colonel Harrison, if someone wants to know, well, how can I pray? What advice could you give them spiritually? How to get a prayer through? Well, why am I praying in the first place? Give us some ideas on that. Give us some of your advice.
First and foremost, prayer should be sincere to God. You don't have to be in any particular posture. You can pray sitting down. You can pray standing up. You can pray walking. You can pray laying down. Long as the prayer is sincere, God wants us to talk to him. He wants us to offer up our concerns to him. He wants us to share our thoughts with him. And not only our problems, most of the time most people pray to God when they have problems. God wants us to pray to him during prayers of thanksgiving, holding up holy hands, to thank you, Lord, for blessing me, for keeping me overnight. Thank you, Lord, for a roof over my head, food on my table. Thank you, Lord, for watching over my children. Thank you, Lord, for my job. We got to go to God and let him know that we appreciate him in gratitude and in thanksgiving and thank him for what he's done rather than only going to God when we have problems and times of sickness or distress. So God wants to hear the good and the bad. So let's praise God and thank him sometime rather than always asking him to take care of things for us other times.
Oh, my God, you have hit it on the nail. And some people only go to church when the house done burned down, a repo man looking for their car. They done got some kind of pink slip. They only got one week to work. People run in there, but now you, me, all of us, we wrong again. This God says that I want you to come into my house with prayer and thanksgiving. Don't run up in here begging. Beg from home. I want people to come into my house with praise and thanksgiving and holiness. And there's some other phrases. But God, his sanctuary, his temple, wasn't for people to run in there begging. There's institutions to help with that. That the church ministry was never that. It was to come in praying and thanksgiving that you got another opportunity to take his good news around the world, teach all nations. How you going to do something like that? And you got the dead laying around your house. How you going to do that? Open that door up like Jesus beat them people out of that marketplace. Beat them up out of there. Sucker, you done laid around long enough. I'm not giving you what God done gave me. You know what? People are talking about all this mental illness. That's mental illness there to keep doing these crazy things. How am I going to get ahead? Everything I do is going to be a mistake. I got to, you know what? You say? I got the janks on me. I sure hope they don't come to church this Sunday because they coming here with the janks. It's really jinx. But Bishop Mim said, jinx. He said, I don't want him jinxing me. I said, what do you mean? Their presence is going to put a jinx on me. I ain't going to be able to get a prayer through. Now, see, this is old-time religion. I know, Colonel, you told me yesterday you're an old-fashioned minister and la-di-da and la-di-da. But I want to tell you, we talk about getting a prayer through to God. There's many things that can hinder our prayer. What are some of the reasons our prayers, you know, we all sick and sorry, or I better go to God, you know, don't know how to go to God. He said, you got to come with me believing that the prayers that they ain't going to do that. They don't know how. They have never been taught that. And at the way the world is going, it said they took a poll. 80% of the 18 to 25 is homosexual. I don't care what they do with their reproductive organs. I could care less. I'm speaking for God. But now I'm thinking, then when these oldsters die off, who should really be praying about that? What's going to run the world? Homosexuals and beef eaters and criminals they keep letting out. Governor Newsom let 70,000 out, and they prowling on feet everywhere they can get. You know what? Miss me with that. We all should really be interested in getting a sincere prayer to God. We already see our talking ain't about nothing. I'm trying to give these people advice. It ain't about nothing. They ain't taking it. And I heard on radio that this man said as long as people can use their sex organs, they're not going to use their tongue to pray again. And I said, really? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And there's stats about that. One in something, as he said, ain't nobody getting married but the rich and the famous, you know, like the Kardashian. The poor hungry ones really, really need to do about face. But now here we are. I'm throwing a bomb out here now. Where's all these people that is supposed to be walking the streets, sending letters to neighbors, addresses? Where's the ones that's supposed to be out there telling people how to pray? They can't get nothing through by their lifestyle and they believe everything we think about and do. Uh-oh, you better watch them. That's really what they believe. They really believe that, that's it, flesh and blood cannot inherit heaven. Somebody need to say, amen to that. Flesh and blood. I don't put my money on flesh and blood. I sure don't. I don't care what you, hallelujah, God. Please, Jehovah, thank you. I wouldn't be talking now if it wasn't by his grace. But now getting this prayer through, Colonel Harrison, if they are not honoring God, if they're not praising God, if they're not going forward in his name to the nations, how can a person get a prayer through? Colonel Harrison, I see Miss Georgia Gregory. Hi, Miss Georgia. I see she's on the line. Yeah, I see how long you've been alive.
Hi, good morning, Doctor.
Hey, hi. yay for Miss Georgia. Colonel Harrison, what in the world should we even think about before we figure out how to get a prayer through to God? Is there, I know you just said, you know, you don't need a center position to pray and all that, but now I'm thinking, is there any other way we can get a prayer through to God? And we got 2 minutes to go. What is our main reason for wanting to pray to him in the first place? What's the main reason? What did Jesus say about that? He praying all in the Garden of Gethsemane. Why was he hanging in the garden? Come on, Colonel, help us out.
Yeah, we pray to God because we need our situation taken care of, and we need to answer our situation that we can't handle, we can't solve, and we can't answer. So those who are living a life of confusion and a life of wrongdoing, then they have to turn around. They have to turn around and go to God and ask God for forgiveness of their wrongdoing so that they can put themselves in a righteous state with God, that God will hear their prayer moving forward. And unless they turn around, turn away from their wrongdoing, become more loving, more kind, more compassion, more understanding, God will not hear their prayers. They have to go to somebody else who lives in a life that's pleasing to God for someone else to go to prayer through on their behalf.
Thank you, and they better do it fast because Kris Kardashian was showing off all her refrigerators. Well, I just found out that the agriculture and the farming system have broken down. They said it might be the worst Christmas and Thanksgiving in the history of man, said all the food is drying up. And then to top it all off, Farmer John is closing up his so-called his industry, he's moving out of California, said they got to ship bacon and pork from Midwest, said it ain't right. People is eating more out of restaurant fast food. Farmer John said they've been in business 90 years. They shutting down in California, they're going to shut down in Arizona, and they're going to shut down in Utah. All these hungry devils, you better get ready. You ain't going to be alive to do nothing. You see what happened with the baby formula. Bless God while you can. Thank you for listening in to the Global Vision, for living today. God bless you for your listenership. I hope you've heard something today that will get you on your knees, get you on your back. God, I've been a fool. I've been wrong. Hallelujah. Help me, God. How to get a prayer through to God. How to get a prayer through, part 2 next week. Have a great weekend, you guys.